when people think about emotions, they automatically think, soppy, sad little negative thoughts about emotions. When you're talking about labeling your counterpart in the middle of a business meeting, you want to look more for those dynamics. Okay. Instead of saying, it seems like you're angry, you can say, it seems like you're really upset that that other provider promised you this and then didn't give it to you. So then you're pretty much labeling that emotion, but you're also giving them a little bit deeper. You're upset, and this is why you're upset, kind of thing. Okay. So you're not just saying, wow, you seem really sad about this. You're saying, well, you seem really upset that this provider didn't give you what they were supposed to give you. It's a touchy subject with some people. Some people are more comfortable talking about emotions and dealing with emotions and addressing feelings. Other people are not. So when you put your label out there, you kind of have to judge the room a little bit and see the kind of person that you're dealing with. It might not be somebody that you can just pin a, wow, you seem aggravated. You seem frustrated. You might just say, it seems like it makes you pretty angry when the provider doesn't give you what they're supposed to give you. It's less about pointing out the emotion and more about pointing out the why behind the emotion, which is where we want you to go anyway, because just labeling the emotion is very surface. Getting the why behind it also is a deeper way to label it.